98.3 The Coast, the best mix in the morning show. It's time for Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Breakups are really tough, and moving out, deciding who gets to stay close with their friends, and separating the laundry and all of the things, it can be exhausting. But one part of a breakup that a lot of people don't think about that makes things a little bit more complicated is deciding who gets the passwords to the logins. About 80% of couples say they share logins with their partners. That includes email, bank info, streaming services. So if you've been together for a while, you're probably sharing Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and all your things. So do you have to cave and create your own accounts? Or can you keep the peace long enough to keep sharing and see what the other is watching? I don't know. That seems tough. I was just reading an article about this, and the founder and CEO of digital safety provider Aura noted the prevalence of password sharing among some, but warned against it for this very reason. He said it's no secret that password sharing is a way for consumers to get around the cost of paying for multiple services. Totally get that. Not that it's legal, but whatever. But he said what consumers aren't considering is that these behaviors make them vulnerable to digital crime when people outside your household, even ones that you may trust, have your passwords on their devices. So they just advise that you have your own passwords, and then that way breakups aren't as tough with that, and then you also keep your safety and your sanity. That's Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Cool and the Gang and Maroon 5 coming up on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix in the morning show.